USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. Georgia Senator David Perdue is going into quarantine just days before his runoff election. The Republican came in close contact with a person who tested positive for the virus. Georgia voters will decide between him and Democrat John Ossoff for one of the two Senate seats in Tuesday's election. Republican Kelly Loeffler faces Democrat Raphael Warnock in the other race. Republicans need to win just one of the two seats to retain control of the Senate. However, a Democratic sweep would put that party in charge. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.